I find my cave of absolute peace. And in this quietness, I find my divinity. I find my cave of absolute peace. And in this quietness, I find my divinity. This is true for all of us. As we go to that inner cave of peace, as we go to that inner awareness of who we are, there we will find our peace. There we will find all that we are, and we'll know that all that we are. And that's all that matters, isn't it? That's all that matters to any of us, to find that cave of inner peace. How do we find that cave of inner peace? How do we know that cave of inner peace? How do we understand that cave of inner peace? Well, we find and know that cave of inner peace by listening to the divine within us. And we listen to the divine within us because that's all that matters. That's all that makes any difference to any of us, is knowing that peace, that divinity, that love, that joy, that goodness within us. And when we find that peace, that love, that joy, that goodness within us, we find something so tremendous, so beautiful, so outstanding, that we want to live it all of our life. Now, how do we find the cave of inner peace, of absolute peace? How do I enter my inner cave of absolute peace? How do I enter into my inner cave of absolute peace? I enter into my inner cave of absolute peace by just being still, by just being quiet, by just being gentle, just stopping all the things that I'm doing, relaxing and knowing that all is in divine order. And when I know that all is in divine order, I feel that peace. It's not a matter that anything can disturb me in the inner or the outer, because I am one with my divine self. And as I am one with my divine self, I know that all that I am is good and very good. All that I am is magnificent. All that I am is peace and truth and love. All that I am is something that is so beyond all imagination, so beyond all that I could ever wish, that that's who I really am. Do you know when you have arrived at that point of your inner self where you know who you really are? Do you know when you have arrived at that inner self when you know who it really makes your life wonderful and good? Do you know when you've arrived there? Well, you arrive there when you have come into your inner peace. You have arrived there when you have come into that inner knowingness that says to you, all is in divine order. All is in divine order. All is in divine order. And when you know that all is in divine order, you've entered into that inner peace. When you know that all is in divine order, you know that you are that wonderful beingness, that wonderful expression of love, that wonderful expression of joy. And when you know that you're that wonderful expression of joy, there's nothing that is important to you in all the world except to know that that is who you are, except to know that that is all that you are. And when you know that that is all that you are, you feel so good. You feel so wonderful. I enter my inner cave of absolute peace, and as I enter that cave of absolute peace within me, I am content in all ways. Now, we sometimes think there's some mystery, there's some magic about entering that inner cave of absolute peace. Whereas if we would just say to ourselves, I am peace, I am peace, I am peace, I am peace. And as we say, I am peace, we still everything else, and we let go and we enter into that inner peace. We enter into that inner awareness. We enter into that oneness. And we don't need to understand how it's done. We don't need to understand where it's done. We don't need to understand anything. We just are it. And when we are it, we love it. And when we love it, we feel very content and very happy about it all. We feel very one with that inner self, just by saying, I am peace. I am balance. I am harmony. I am peace. I am balance. I am harmony. I am one with the divine in me. I am one with the allness in me. I am that which is and that which always will be. I like me, I like me, I like me. I like me, I like me, I like me. I like me, I like me, I like me. I am peace. Can you think of a cave inside of yourself, or just close your eyes and close all the outer things and just breathe deeply and let go, and then feel that inner self is so wonderful? Have you ever gone into a cave and felt that way? We have a cave here at the Absolute Monastery in the University of Healing Grounds. And that cave is a cave that everyone loves to go to. It's visible from our breakfast table. And when you go in that cave, there are two entrances to it. Yeah. But a lot of animals have gone in there and made their homes there. And different ones of the students of the University of Healing have gone there and stayed overnight and stayed longer and just enjoyed it very much because they found peace there. And all around the wind can be blowing, and all around the rain can be falling, all around all actions of Mother Nature can be taking place. But in that cave of peace, of stillness, of quietness, all is in divine order. I enter my inner cave of absolute peace. The outer cave that I can enter for peace is wonderful too, but when I enter my inner cave of absolute peace, I know that I am one with my divine self. I know that I am one with my divinity. And as I am one with my divinity, all things that I could ever wish or ever want or ever desire or ever look forth in my life are mine now. It's a wonderful thing. It's a happy thing. It's a joyous thing. And it's mine right now. You can say this for yourself too. You can know this for yourself too. And you can enjoy this and love this for yourself too. Because as you do that, you say to yourself, all is in divine order. All is in divine order. All is peace. All is wonder. All is love. All is life. All is goodness. All is that which I am, now and forevermore. And it's a wonderful thing to be. It's a joyous thing to be. It's what the absolute philosopher does. The absolute philosopher becomes still in his own inner self, and he listens. She listens to that peace. We all listen to that inner awareness. And when we listen to that inner awareness, we feel such a goodness, such a happiness, such a powerful oneness with who we really are. That all is in divine order, that all is peace, that all is good, and it's a wonderful thing. Know that for yourself today. Know that in your life today. Know that in your heart today. And as you know that, you'll find that everything you are is wonderful. You'll find that everything you do is wonderful. And you'll find that you enter your inner cave of absolute peace, and in this quietness, you find your divinity. Make that journey today, make that journey right now, and enjoy it, because that's yours, that's mine, that's who we are. Know that I love you, I love you, I love you.